Food Evolution is a documentary working to reset the conversation around GMOs. Scott Hamilton Kennedy, the director of the project, says the Institute of Food Technologists reached out looking for filmmakers to take on the documentary. IFT is a nonprofit scientific society that publishes peer-reviewed scientific journals and consists of over 17,000 food scientists. They wanted consumers to see more about the controversial situation of GMOs.
Covers first world privileged situations like ours in the United States and tracks all the way around the world to situations like food insecurity in a place like Uganda, where 50% of the bananas have been wiped out by a virus that there's a GMO fix for, but it can't get to farmers because of the controversy and laws not being in place. So just found it to be fascinating, and the story wasn't being told correctly. There's a lot of people spreading misinformation, and we wanted to try and dig deep and look for the science-based, full truth on this controversial conversation.
One issue the documentary takes on is Roundup Ready GMO seeds, mainly used for corn, soy, and cotton. These seeds are able to withstand the herbicide glyphosate while it kills the weeds around the crops.
Does that mean it is made that agricultural system worse, less sustainable, more toxic? And the answer to that question is no, because glyphosate has such low toxicity, it's better than what has come before it. So the overall answer to your question is pounds up does not equal toxicity up, as you'll see in the film.
Food safety is a serious issue and shouldn't be taken lightly. But Kennedy says scaring people is not a good way to communicate.
It's hard, but science sure helps to be able to dig in and find good sources and then celebrate the ones that are good sources and call out the ones that are not using science and are manipulating the truth to further their message.
Kennedy says the documentary has done well so far at universities, libraries, and museums. It even received 100% on its review from Rotten Tomatoes. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.